Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
They throw it out to Myers. Myers is just going to run around with it.
Touchdown.
There you Touchdown, go. Miami. Iguavin intercepted the pitch in the end zone. It's a fumble recovery, but it's a pitch. It's a touchdown. Iguavin.
That's the way you finish it up right there, huh? A little celebration in the end zone.
33-24, the final score. The Dolphins finish at 9-8. The Patriots 10-7.
For me, I don't think there's any reflection of the season as far as right now. I mean, we just beat a tough team. I mean, really all week, you know, that's what we've been harping on is really we want to end this season with a bang. So that's what we went out there and did. And those runs, I mean, they just happened, I guess. Yeah, I personally haven't heard the chants. I don't know if they were after the runs or whatnot. So I personally didn't hear the chants. Only after the game when I was going through the tunnel, that's when I heard the chants. But I mean, the season's been up and down for me and for a lot of the guys, you know, for our team in general. You know, I'm just so happy that we could end this season off with a win, you know, and we'll see what the offseason has in plan for us.
All right, what do you have and what don't you have as the Dolphins finish up their season? A good win, real good win, and they were ready to go yesterday, get the win over the Patriots. 9-8 record overall, but you came up short. Came up short of the playoffs. Can't lose seven straight games. Played a lot better at the end of the year, no matter who you was on your schedule. And came out ready to play against the Patriots yesterday, which says a lot. That those guys weren't looking to get the car full and take off a little bit early, have it all packed up in the parking lot. They were ready to go, but just not good enough coming up short. This thing's not about coming close in these playoffs. And the bad part for Coach Flores is third year. He's been the head coach in his third year. They've come up short with this plan that they had with all these high draft picks. It was something different. And, again, if you hit on it, if you hit up a high percentage, I was just looking at overall, I don't think 2020, the first three picks, that's not good enough. That's just not good enough with the three guys that you took.
Well, a quarterback you don't have an answer on, the left tackle that's a left guard, and a cornerback right. that has a hard time staying active or being active on Sundays.
Iggy's not – he gets left out because of everything and the fact that you are good on defense with the two corners that you're paying a lot of money to, and Nick Needham and the rest of those guys have all done a pretty darn good job over there. So he's gotten a little bit of a hall pass, and to the point that most people or a lot of people forget he's a first-round pick playing special teams, which is not acceptable. And then the fact that you drafted a young guy to USC to be your left tackle, no matter what anybody tells you. He was brought in here to be a left tackle, and you failed at that, so you moved him to left guard. And then the biggest one and the first pick of all these of this rebuild was Tua Tagovailoa. And you know what happened. Tua was taken, and the guy that was taken next to him, Justin Herbert, and what he's been able to do, although his team came up short in overtime last night. They lose to the Raiders, so they get knocked out of the playoffs as well. So there's a lot of work to be done, and I think we're all kind of waiting to see going forward what this team's going to say, because the first thing you got to do is you got to go back and you got to reevaluate everybody. And I'm talking about not having your GM in on the reevaluation. He needs to come in, and we got to go, Chris, what kind of job do you think you did over these last 2 years? What kind of job do you think you did on offense and defense, and knowing what our needs were when this thing started, when we started this thing, and we loaded up and said, Chris, we're giving you more high draft picks than any general manager has ever had over a two-year period in the history of this franchise. You get to be the guy. You're the GM. There's no VP of football operations looking over your shoulder. There's no head coach that's got too much power that's throwing a temper tantrum. You're the guy. You're the guy. How did you do? How have your guys now that have got a full season in, or in some cases two full seasons in, how have your guys played, especially in those first three rounds? How have they done? So it's got to start right there.
Yep.
And then it works its way down. And then you meet with Brian Flores. You go, Coach, defensively, you got a lot of talent. Got a lot of good players for the way you want to play. The style you play, you got your guys. You got them. But we got to talk about the other side of the football, where we have nothing but the unknown question marks of an offensive line, young offensive line. Is it the players? Have they been coached up? Are they in the right system? Are we teaching them the right things? Hey, look at man, everybody's got good teachers and bad teachers, right? Everybody out there's had a teacher go, man, the way that guy, I learned more from that guy than anybody. And then the other going, oh, he was a waste. God, that guy's a terrible. I hated that guy as a teacher. He's terrible. I didn't learn anything. Same thing in football. Some guys are great coaches. Some guys get through to you. Coach you up. You start seeing results from things that they're telling you to do and putting you in a system that allows you to have success. And some never get it figured out. Never get it figured out to the point that you're calling your buddies going, this is the worst coach I've ever had. This right. is not working. Nobody's getting better. It's not just me. The other guys aren't getting better either.
Well, I'd like to ask Brian Flores who he thought on the offensive line from day one until the end of the game yesterday on that touchdown to end the season. Offensive line-wise, who's gotten better? From when you made the adjustments and you put Eichenberg at left tackle and you moved Austin Jackson in and you settled with that five for a majority of the season in those spots, who has gotten and not even dramatically better, because that's not a fair question, but who's gotten better? Who has gotten better to the point where you're not looking for that position to upgrade going into next season? And I don't think there's an answer outside of the fact that Robert Hunt looks pretty good at right guard. That's it.
I think Robert Hunt is for sure. I think the hope is that Eichenberg is going to continue to get better at one of these tackle positions. Michael Dieter was hurt a lot. I don't know. I mean, they got rankings on everybody through Pro Football Focus, and
right.
I'm sure they'll be grades, coming out, yeah. And we'll see everybody's final grade that a lot of the teams aren't real excited about. But there's a lot of work to do. And then what the hell happened to special teams this year? That you talk about taking about 14 steps backwards from all the blocks you had last year and returns, and both your kickers were really good a year ago and to where you are right now. It's that's been a drop off too, although special teams not exactly what you do on a radio show on a Monday morning.
But it's something you gotta talk about because of the dramatic change in that from last season. Talking about a kicker, would you say not a Pro Bowler, one better? He was an all pro last year. And now he goes into that, you know, like everything just kind of got a little bit worse on special teams.
Well,
if not really worse.
And I was talking about the return game, really.
Right.
The punt and kickoff returns were just not acceptable. Just no threat at all to take one to the house. We got a little spoiled by the little guy that was here for a long time of having the ability to take one to the house from time to time, and not having that is has been a tough one. By the way, while we're talking about this, we've got our national championship game tonight, Alabama-Georgia round two. Who do you like tonight in this one, Zach?
Alabama. Yeah. It's hard to go against Nick Saban in this type of a game. Same thing that was in the SEC championship game. It's when you have time to prepare and it's Nick Saban, it's really hard to bet against him.
Yeah, I listen to both these guys. So I don't know how much you can change things after putting a game plan together in the SEC championship game to this. Can Georgia slow down their passing game? Because all those explosive plays that Alabama had in their passing game the first time around, what will happen? I'm curious to see it, though, even though they're clearly the two best teams for people. Yes. Oh, I don't want to see the – well, look, it's not even close. They are way out in front of everybody else as far as college football goes. They are the two best teams. What they have, I think they match up talent-wise. I think they have more talent than everybody else by far. I think Georgia's loaded that thing up on talent. He's the closest thing to recruiting against Nick and having a lot of the same star power of players from top to bottom. So that's going to be tonight. And, of course, the other story has been great around here that we haven't talked about and we have all week to do it is the Heat and the Panthers are playing great right now. Panthers have won 5 of 6 and got rolling again here now. I think yesterday we're tied for the top record in hockey once again, 23-7-5 on the year. And the Heat, how about that win against the Phoenix Suns?
Yeah,
and,
big one.
Just a great game. And by the way, they did something that I was a little surprised by. I didn't get to see it, but I saw the box score. Hero and Robinson both coming off the bench in that game, combined for 60 points. And so he he's done a lot. Strus ended up starting in that game. But he's been doing a lot of different things, and Spo's got him now 25-15 on the year. So they're playing great, even with their top player still out. And they're in really good shape. They're both shape. Both the hockey and basketball in this town have been great. And then the other story's been the Miami Hurricanes basketball team with a big win over Duke. I thought they were going to lose it at the end there. Hang on to get the win. And we're going to have Sam Wardenburg's going to join us coming up. We'll talk to him in the 9 o'clock hour as they're off. They've won 9 straight, 5-0 in the ACC.
Ooh, they're hot.
Getting ready for 15-point underdogs in that game.
That's crazy.
I mean, it was incredible. And, you know, to see Coach K, like his last season, it'd be nice to see that kind of get soured a little, right? Not a huge Coach K fan, are you?
No, I'm not a fan of him.
No.
No, actually.
So it's actually kind of fun to watch him. Watch him squirm a little.
Apparently, players have to be careful how they talk to him because of what he's done in his career. Do you know who you're talking to? You're not talking to some guy. It's me. Okay. You worry about your own guys. And if I want to talk to you a little bit, I'm going to talk to you. And if you don't like it, you don't pull me aside. You ask my coach about it. Guy.
The way he speaks to the officials during the game, by the way, man. No one berates him better than Coach K. I got to go back to the Panthers for a second. I want to ask you about this. I think that call that Goldie has when they win in overtime is like as good as we got down here, man. Let's go home, baby. I love that call.
Gold is
– I don't know where he came up with that one, but that one's – that's one of my favorites down here.
Gold is good, man. Everything – let me tell you, and Gold is good, and as a former – partner of mine on the radio in the morning, he is as good as there's ever been, and he's good at every sport that he does. That guy is special. We got to take a quick break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Canes football got some good news too, man. Apparently, Coach Cristobal wasn't done. Cyrus Moss, number one recruit they have in this class, if you go by those rankings, he got a guy to flip it and come down here and join him.
You see Deion got another guy too?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
They're still going there. I hope he doesn't break their hearts when he gets a Division I job coming up here.
He's not leaving. He's going to take them all with him. He's going to take them all with him.
What happens to all that money they're getting paid to go to that school?
They'll get it for somewhere else.
Get some money somewhere else. So in those deals and we'll get
it. Just figure it out as we go.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
What kind of rule? Where's the rule book? Show me.
Anyway, we got to go to break here, fellas. We'll come back and jump in on things. I know the text machine is loaded down, 305-567-0560. Yeah, if you want to blame somebody today about this, or if you're happy or you're sad or something you want to see. I tell you what, there are a lot of Tua fans, man. Last night coming up to me, we got to get more around him. He's our guy. And I was like, what have you seen over the last couple of games to feel that way? I'm just curious, what are you seeing that I'm not seeing? What's your TV or in person, your seat telling you that my seat is not telling me and the TV's not telling me? I'm just curious, what is it? Hey, by the way, I'll tell you something good, though, that's going on right now. And that is talking about those great doctors at Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute. Boy, I'm talking about one of the top sports medicine programs in the country right here in our backyard. And people ask me all the time, where do the pros go when they get injured? And I go, well, Inter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins, they all trust those great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida. That's right. Achilles, knee, shoulder, ankle, back, hip and knee replacement. I'm talking about doctors that are outstanding to get you healthy. They've seen it, the experience that they have to make sure one goal, man, get you back out playing the sports you love the most. Top high school, college, and professional athletes, not just here in South Florida, but from all over the country, come down to see these doctors for Achilles, knee, shoulder, ankle, back, hip and knee replacement, hand specialists, some of the best specialists in the country, all working together with one goal, man, get you back out playing the sports you love the most. Got a beautiful brand-new facility off 595 in Pine Island up in Broward County. It's just getting better. Baptist Health is just getting bigger and better every day when it comes to sports-related injuries. And next time you have a problem, just visit baptisthealth.net.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ortho and make an appointment today.
You know, I think it's you know, as far as evaluating the entire season, you know, I like to have a little process for that. So it'd be unfair for me to say, hey, the season went like this, but I can tell you he's grown a lot this year. From a leadership standpoint, from a command of the offense standpoint, from dealing with adversity standpoint, from dealing with adversity and coming right back and helping us move the ball and make throws. I'm proud of his effort, proud of the way he he handled himself the entire year. I think he did a nice job from that standpoint. But as far as reflecting on the whole year, not quite there just yet.
Coach Flores talking about Tua Tagovailoa. And listen, the team showed their hand on Tua Tagovailoa. It was shown weeks ago. Okay, unless we're just going to forget that whole thing took place there before the trade deadline. But that wasn't made up by some media member. That was Chris Greer getting up after it was over and had to explain the whole thing. You know, we got to do. We're always looking to upgrade our team at every position. This just happens to be the most important position in football right now, the quarterback. Hey man, you had one job. You had one job. Now there was other stuff. But when we started this wild thing with all these picks, can't say it enough, with all these high draft picks, you can't act like we've never done it before. And matter of fact, now we're back to normal. Now we're back to the one first-round pick, one second-round pick, one third-round pick, one fourth-round pick. We're back to a normal draft now. I got spoiled, man, with all those picks.
The one thing Flores said, though, that was true is that Tua, the way he handled himself this season was, I mean, it was admirable, right? Like,
yes.
Dealing with all the stuff that he dealt with, and by the way, probably since the beginning, since he got here, but the way Tua handled himself this season, not that results in wins or losses, but that part was true, right? Like, he's handled himself in a very professional way for a guy who has not been given every opportunity to succeed.
Yeah, but does that matter in the grand scheme of things at the end of the day?
I mean, he never pouted once. They dangled a quarterback in front of his face like half the season, and he never pouted once.
I get it, but
never
like,
ripped the team, never said
is
anything.
Is he your franchise quarterback?
Hey, Woody, he's not good enough to do any of those things you think that every quarterback goes out. What do you think? He's all of a sudden Russell Wilson or something?
Yeah.
He's going to go out and go, hey, I don't like the way I'm being treated around here. Come on. He's getting an opportunity to be the starting quarterback. He knew it. I don't know what was said to him behind closed doors, but our number one job when this thing all started, I'm going back now. I'm going back to when I was told, hey, this is what we're going to do. It's never been done. We've never done anything like this, but we think this is a way to speed the process up, develop our own young guys, try to do a good job in free agency, which, by the way, is another topic too, what we've done or haven't done in free agency with the money we've had. But the number one job is get a franchise quarterback. Hey, get the quarterback. Get him. Get the quarterback. And I'm not even on the Joe Burrow, and we didn't tank well enough, and we should have left Josh Rosen in all year. Hell, we gave up a second and a fifth for him. Should have at least got our money's worth of bad quarterback play so we could have guaranteed to get right. That first pick. Yeah. That was another guy taken right behind us that's putting up monster numbers, brought his team back from a couple of touchdowns down last night and almost won. And through our evaluation, all the experience of all those people that have been lifers in the NFL, they've seen what they look like, seen what they all look like in all the programs from Alabama to Oregon to LSU to Wyoming.
All right, keep going.
Oklahoma. We seen them from everywhere. I was just trying to throw out some of the top
picks. No, you're doing
there.
Good. You could have kept going.
But we didn't get the right guy. Whatever the evaluation was, and I love when somebody tries to tell me, well, what doesn't matter what I think. Doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. You're the one that's doing it. You're the one that's been trained to know what these things look like, what these guys look like. And the potential of what they have, and see it, and if you don't see it, whether the Chargers got lucky, Maybe they did. But they're not having this conversation this morning.
Not at all.
They're out of the playoffs. They're in the same boat, having the same kind of shows about the disappointment with all that talent that they didn't make the playoffs. But the one topic they're not having today that we're having, they know they got their quarterback. Justin Herbert and the fastballs that he's thrown and the breakdown of numbers, more deep, accurate passes than anybody else, job he's done against the blitz and all the other numbers that throw out. They're not having that conversation. They know they have their franchise quarterback. That is done. Whether Joe Burrow's ahead of Justin Herbert or not, it doesn't matter. They're all both those guys in a special club with the veteran group of guys that are still playing at a high level.
Well, I think you'd be happy with either one of those guys right now, Joe.
Yes.
If you were any franchise. Outside of you having Aaron Rodgers or one of these guys on your team, if you had either one of those guys going forward, you don't have to worry about that spot for a couple of years now. That's the difference. Joe, there's 32 of these – a couple of years, at least a couple of years 15. At this point. Right. There's 32 of these jobs in the entire world, Joe, of general manager. You need to know what you're doing, or you need to at least, you know, get lucky in those spots when you're picking. And we don't have one of those guys right now.
And here's what I don't want to hear. We make these decisions. It's not just me. We make these decisions as an organization. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I want to hear a GM. I listened for years. Well, we kind of like this guy, but the VP of football operations, and we blame Mike Tannenbaum every time I had to go to the bathroom. We blamed him if the timing was bad. That guy got blamed for everything. I'm not blaming Mike Tannenbaum anymore.
Nope, you can't.
At some point,
blame, Joe.
At some point, the GM is the GM.
Right.
Well, you know, but my head coach didn't like the. Well, you need to tell your head coach it's a bad decision. My ass is on the line, and I think this guy. You'll fall in love with this guy because I think he's the best. And let's go from there. So anyway, we came up short. This rebuild and offensively, you don't have to be – you can just be a Dolphin fan. You don't have to be hardcore, and you can look. Offensively, there is just not enough on the offense to score. There's a reason. We're 19 points a game. And by the way, we were 19 points yesterday. Don't get caught up in the 33-24. We scored 19.
Nicer, yeah.
The defense had two scores. They damn near scored as many as you did yesterday. And you've got holes throughout. Wide receiver position's not deep enough. We are all wrong about that group. Will Fuller threw us a fast one. We still don't even know.
Thank God that's over. It's just done with Will Fuller.
He's got to worry about building his house now. He's got to get his house, new house built down here.
But Joe, it's
set
over
up for his life down here.
The Will Fuller experiment is done. He was in. He was on this team for one game and a couple plays, and that's it. And it's over. One of the worst signings, injury, personal, whatever you want to say. It's done. It's
probably
over with.
Combination of both. Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably whatever you want to go with there. But I would like Chris Greer to come up in front of the media and explain what has happened since the beginning of this rebuild with the two most important parts of the rebuild and how he thinks he did.
Yeah, I would just like, hey, Chris, like whenever, I know Chris likes his, you know, he's not a guy likes to get out in front of everything. That's not his style. But somebody has to go, hey, Chris, I want to ask you. I want you to evaluate the 2020 and 2021 draft overall. And how we did. By the way, I know the 21 draft was really good.
Yeah,
to be fair. Jalen and Javon, the three J's were really good picks to start with. Really, really good. That's what you want a high second round and two first round picks to look like. Very good. Fit into what you have them doing. Excellent picks. Excellent. But you can't get a hall pass on the 2020 first three picks.
No.
And then what the hell what was the move with the tight end? What the hell was that? What was the hell was that in the third round? Now, in fairness, Brandon Jones ended up being a really good third round pick. The way he's used, what he was able to do at safety, nice pick. But what I'm basically saying is 50% ain't cutting it with all these high draft picks.
No.
I took last night. I was getting ready to go to bed, and I got up and I wrote down all the picks for the 100th time. Over the last 2 years, and I go, okay, 50%. Is that good enough with all these high draft picks? And the answer is no, it's not. They're important positions. Now I got people going, well, do you trust these guys to draft offensive linemen? Do you trust them? Do you know what they look like? I don't want to hear, stop getting guys on potential too. If I hear friggin' upside of a guy, I don't want to hear it. I want to hear a guy that's good right now.
Well, that's a 2020 draft right there, potential. Upside possible.
I don't want to hear they were two of the youngest guys. When we talk about a corner and a tackle, they're two of the youngest guys in the draft. Matter of fact, they might have been one and two, if I'm not mistaken, going back. Well, guess what? We're 2 years into it, and I don't know if either guy can play. I don't know. And by the way, there's no way Austin Jackson comes back and day one we go, hey, you're the left guard. You don't have to look over your shoulder. Just go.
No chance. Come on. You got to be able to bring someone else in to at least push him at this point. Because if he's starting again from day one next year, you failed again going in the offseason.
So anyway, listen, it's frustrating. And everything's got to be looked at. The GM, coaches, Coach Flores got to evaluate who he wants to keep. I don't know what the relationship is with everybody. If you're to ask me right now, you think they'll all be back? And I would tell you, yes, I think they're all going to be back. When I say they're all going to be back, the GM and head coach, yes.
Right.
I think. Now, all bets are off on assistant coaches. We've seen Coach Flores doesn't mess around on coaches.
That. Yeah. Right.
Doesn't.
But he's got to figure out the offensive coordinator who's calling the plays, if it's going to be one or 10 guys. That's got to be figured out beforehand. And the offensive line coach, it's got to be figured out. These are your two biggest. These are the two biggest issues on your team right now.
So, in fairness to the coordinators, and I'm not making excuses for them, I really believe they called plays and put game plans together, half scared and couldn't trust the offensive line. That's why we came up with this short passing game. We couldn't run block till recently. But overall, the run blocking this year was not good enough. It was tied for the worst in the league for a long time. So that, and so they called a limited game plan full of overdosed of short passing plays. And we saw it again yesterday. It worked on the first drive. And then, like always, everybody makes adjustments. And it's pulling teeth, man, the rest of the game, trying to get a passing game. What do we have, 40 yards? Of pass offense the last three quarters, or after that after the one drive, it just wasn't very good yesterday. So there's a lot of work to do, man. I know it says 9-8, and 9-8 usually means, man, you're really close. No, we're not close offensively. Offensively, we're not that close. I'd ask you how many people, Robert Hunt, Jalen Waddle, how many more guys you're going to have back? Mike Gesicki, Durham Smythe. How many guys do you definitely want back from that group? Duke Johnson?
I think you might have just ended your list.
So that's where we are. That's where we are for this whole thing today on this discussion. By the way, the games were just great yesterday, watching the games. And now the matchups are here. And if you haven't been able to get caught up on them after last night's game, we'll come back and get you caught up on all that stuff. Hollywood's headlines coming up. Dave Heidel, join us. Talk to Dave Hyatt about what he thinks the Miami Dolphins have to do going forward as well from the Sun Sentinel. So he'll join us and be with us in just a moment. First, though, I want to talk to you about Jeff Malvin and Beverly's Jewelers. Never a bad time. First of the year, guess what? Still a lot of special occasions coming up, anniversaries, birthdays, and you're looking for the perfect gift. And I want to let you know that Beverly's Jewelers has it with the low price guarantee for every diamond you're looking for, man. They are fantastic. They've been around a long, long time. And when it comes to GIA certified mine and lab grown diamonds, nobody has the low price guarantee like Beverly's Jewelers has and has had for a long time. You're not going to find that diamond for less anywhere here in South Florida. They have a large selection. Either way you go, mined or lab grown diamond, man, they're fantastic. Whatever the case. And if you're getting engaged now, that's kind of our specialty, man. The diamond engagement ring, we got diamonds, all different sizes, all different prices for you to fit what you need for a special one coming up. Necklaces, bracelets, earrings, anything else, diamond studs, tennis bracelets. We got a unique custom design. Beautiful stuff we can put together. Tell us what you want. We'll actually make it for you. Interest-free financing available, including free gift wrapping. Gold buyers on site for immediate payment. Hey, take it from me. They've been my trusted jeweler for almost 30 years now. Jeff and I are getting old together, man. We've been through makeups and breakups and get a bigger diamond engagement. She stayed with me. We had a couple breakups in there too. But listen, bottom line is this, man. You can trust them. They take care of you. You get your money's worth when you go there. Hey, go visit them. Beverly's at their Fort Lauderdale factory showroom or online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1968, where South Florida gets engaged.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Time for Hollywood's headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you got for us today here? You've had a nice long weekend. You must have some positive stuff today.
I worked most of the weekend, just like you, but that's okay.
What?
I'm getting a little tired, bro. We're up against it here at the end of the season. But all right, Novak Djokovic, who may be the greatest villain in all of sports. Oh, I got to tell you, you know how my thoughts on the vaccine and COVID and all that? I love Novak Djokovic. I just enjoy the way that he embraces this role of just being the worst villain possible. They're going to let him in. It looks like officially they're going to let him in to Australia here. He won his appeal, and I guess, you know, you bend the rules for the stars sometimes here, Joe.
There's no question about it. Somebody said, you know what? The guy's good for business. The next major he wins will make him, put him at number one all time. And it would be good if it happens in our country. Somebody said that. You're right.
Can I tell? Did I see Naomi Osaka withdrew from, like, there's like a pre-tournament or something? That she is going to play in the regular one, but
she got injured.
Yeah. Because she said she had been off for a while and
she got injured. Yeah. You don't have to get on her. It's fine. She's
I'm
injured.
Not getting on her. I'm just mentioning it. I know you like to talk about tennis, so I just thought I'd bring it up. Another story you like to talk about. These are like tailor-made for you here.
What is it?
Klay Thompson made his return yesterday, scored 17 points. Do you know how long he was off for?
2 years.
This was crazy. He was off for 31 months. Came Holy back and mo- played.
Wow.
Yeah, that's an insane amount of time here. And the last time he played was in those finals, Joe. He played in game 6 of the 2019 finals. That was the last time he played.
If we just had him healthy, we would have won another championship.
That's right.
Damn it.
That's right.
By we, you mean the Warriors? Okay.
And Durant get hurt also in that same series?
Yeah. Come on, man. There's a little we in all of us.
Yeah, but don't, you guys like to credit Kawhi Leonard with actually winning a championship for the Raptors. So.
No, he did. I mean, he did.
Nah, well, technically he did.
No, I mean, he did.
Technically.
Well,
he's
technically. On a ring and, yeah,
he's the biggest reason they won it, yes.
Yeah, yes.
He's not the biggest reason they
won
it.
Yes, he is.
Yes,
those
he
guys
is.
Getting hurt was probably the biggest reason.
But he was still the best player on the team that won the championship.
He was the last guy standing.
Right.
We go to the NFL next here, and on top of the clown out that the Jaguars had on Sunday, So I guess what they do is they sell sponsorships before the season, and every sponsor gets a game.
Right.
So one of the sponsors, roofclaim.com, was supposed to have the sponsorship for the last game of the season, which they pay like $600,000 a year. They pay a lot of money to do this. And the game that they were given was the clown game. So needless to say, they have sued the Jaguars here trying to get out of this thing. And I guess once Urban Meyer was fired, they decided they wanted to end the sponsorship with the team. I don't know if that was because they loved Urban Meyer
I don't know what that relationship was. You're right.
Yeah, or because they just thought it turned into a mess then. But they didn't want to be a part of the clown game, which is kind of silly if you ask me, because the clown game got more attention than any other Jaguars game all season.
God, probably right, yeah.
My favorite highlight from the game, which doesn't – you can't play it on the radio because it doesn't sound good enough, but they were doing one of those in-stadium trivia games, and they brought up a woman. They asked the question, and they brought up, like, three player names, and she just goes, C, fire Balky, the GM.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
That was great.
Can you imagine how mad he was when he heard that, or his family heard that?
The guy sucks, but – yeah, I could imagine.
How do they keep him? Speaking of GMs in trouble.
They can't, Joe. They can't.
How do you keep that?
He's gone.
What do you do with Jacksonville? Like,
start all
over. Nobody wants to be there.
Someone's going to take that job.
I can tell you.
That's a tough one, man.
You know what the owner wants to do? He wants to take that thing to London right now and get a fresh start.
That's right.
Take it. That's what he wants.
Yeah, no, that's what a lot of players want. They want to come out of college and go live in London.
Right.
And play in the NFL in London.
Yeah.
They're just dying to do that, right?
There's got to be a coordinator in Alabama that'll take that job as head coach soon.
What a joke. All right, let's jump into some of these games here, guys. The Lions and the Packers. Only bringing this up. I know the Packers weren't really trying here, but I bring this up because the Lions got their third win under Dan Campbell. Nice little scene there. Everyone, you know, Lions celebrating.
Listen. It drives everybody nuts. Like, what are we doing winning late in the year? Yeah. Let's wrap up the number one pick. And yet every one of those coaches come from the same school. They try to win every friggin' game, including the last one.
All right, Vikings and Bears. Vikings win 31-17. Only bringing this one up because you could have two coaches from that game end up getting the axe here.
Today's going to get a little ugly.
Today could be messy.
Yeah, today could get a little choppy.
I mean, everyone in Chicago has got to be blown out also, right? We're just waiting for, like, people to wake up this morning. Like, there's no way they keep their jobs past noon today.
Well, Fangio ain't going to be the last guy fired. That's for sure. We see it every year.
All right.
Great game between the Steelers and Ravens yesterday. The Steelers win in overtime. I have two questions from that game. First off, do you guys like this Ben Roethlisberger story? I know he's got a checkered past, but it kind of felt good for him at the end, right? It's his last season. At least with Pittsburgh, and I thought it was a nice little send-off there. My second question to you guys is, what in the hell is CBS doing switching over to the Dolphin game when that game's, like, on the final plays? And then they even warned you that they were doing it, too, which is, like, even more of, like, a screw you.
Right.
Like, let's miss the beginning of the irrelevant Dolphin game and maybe, you know.
Yeah.
I know there's NFL rules and stuff, but – they did. They did that. They announced that they were going to be switching over at like 4:23. They go, hey, we're going to switch over to the Dolphins game. You're pretty much screwed here.
I'm shocked the Steelers got in the playoffs. I'm not.
Me
gonna
too.
Lie. I just did not think they're going to. And by the way, congratulations. You get one game before the Chiefs put it on you.
Ravens finish 8-9.
Bad end for them.
How many games did Lamar end up missing? Here's a guy that's been staying really healthy, and this running has caught up to him, and he still doesn't have a contract. What the hell are you doing, man?
Bills and Jets. The Bills win the AFC East. They beat the Jets 27-10. That looks like a really cool atmosphere up there in Buffalo, man. All the players were getting the fans all riled up, and everyone seemed to be having a good old time over there.
They got a home game.
Yeah.
They do.
Good luck, Patriots.
Right.
Good luck, Patriots. Patriots wanted Cincinnati. They didn't want to go up to Buffalo.
I don't know. Ben Volen came on with us last week, and he said that's what the Patriots want. They want to go to Buffalo. I don't know where Ben is on all this stuff, but
I don't know.
He seems I can't tell. Does he like the Patriots? Does he hate them? Does he want them to lose? Like, I can't tell what he wants.
The answer is yes to all of them.
Yeah.
Every question you just answered.
All right, this was a good game yesterday, too. The 49ers and the Rams. The 49ers win in overtime, get to 10-7, and make the playoffs. Very impressive.
They own the Rams. It's incredible. The 49ers, they were down 17 points, and they came back. Crazy. Yeah. And now they get to play the Cowboys.
That's right.
Great games coming up, man. Can't wait to
they
see.
They do have some good matchups. Good six pretty good matchups.
All right, Bucks beat the Panthers 41-17. Brady sets and Gronk and all these guys. They're all set. Everyone's setting records here. And I ask you guys this. Do these records, like, what do they mean to you here? As we got an extra game. So did you see, like, there were all sorts of records.
Yes.
That were set yesterday. I was like, the sack record, the completion record, the catcher. Like, everything was getting, even the, like, Waddle set a record.
So you know what
yesterday.
I like?
So like, does it matter with the I extra like, game?
I like when guys come out and go, look it, I understand. I played 17 games, so my stats going to be more than the old days of 16. But they're going to count. The records are going to count. It's going to 17 games. But, yeah, we're going to break – a lot of records are going to be broken. But I do like when these players today go, look it, in fairness, it took me 17 games to do it. A lot of these players did it in 16. So I like that when guys make reference to the fact and they're aware of the fact that these records are being broken because they got an extra game.
Final game here. The Raiders beat the Chargers 35-32 in overtime to get into the playoffs. First things first, it is remarkable that the Raiders made the playoffs this year. Everything that they've gone through, that level of dysfunction and everything that happened there, absolutely incredible that they made the playoffs. The Chargers and Justin Herbert, they missed the playoffs. You know, I saw someone posted a bet ticket. They had Colts winning outright over the Jaguars, the Jaguars winning outright over the Colts, and they bet this game to end in a tie, which for $20 would have paid $10,000.
Wow.
You would have had both of those things happen.
You
but
know,
that game almost ended in a tie.
A 47-yard field goal. Man, you're right. I was thinking – this thing's going to be a tie, and they're going to shake hands and go, hey, maybe we'll see you in the playoffs because we're both in.
And finally here, guys, I have can't finish Monday headlines without some memorabilia stuff here. We got a Tom Brady autographed rookie card that is hitting the auction block here. Expected to go, guys, for $2 million.
Wow.
Gosh.
Jeez.
Signature on the front with him in a Patriots away uniform. The back of the card has the stats when he was a quarterback at Michigan.
Man.
Wow.
These cards going for $2
million. Mint 25 will have the card if you're looking to get involved in the action here. And then in the memorabilia market here, we have a Babe Ruth handwritten contract. It's 100 years old. And is expected to sell for
about
$1 million.
A million bucks?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Ruth obviously has signed it.
A little Babe Ruth in your life, man.
Yeah.
What would you rather have?
Babe Ruth.
Would you rather have the Babe Ruth signed contract or would you rather have the Brady signed card?
What has more value? That's how I feel about it. That's
Brady.
What I want.
Well, the Brady one does now, but obviously Babe Ruth is not going to be signing anything anymore.
Is that right?
Thanks for letting us know that.
Is that a fact?
Well, that's how we have to look at it when we look at, you know, as memorabilia experts that we are now. Like Babe Ruth,
you are.
Babe Ruth will not be signing after games.
Have you
Brady
been calling
maybe.
These people?
Who?
Our friends over there in Cooper City.
You know what's funny? We get people almost daily that text in and they ask, like, what my favorite card place is. And I tell them AA Mint Cards in Cooper City. We do need to get them on as a sponsor officially. That would be nice.
Well, you keep working on a Woody.
I'm working
and
on
by
it.
By the way, while you're at it, I'm sure they got a job for you.
Well, I'm also looking for a job there, too.
You just want to be the guy that opens the packs. Like,
yeah,
you can be
I'm available
guy.
For part-time work.
That was fun that day. If that could be your job, that would be nice, even part-time.
Watched a very interesting piece on 60 Minutes yesterday about the labor market, job market, all that. And again, that's only because I couldn't find the remote and I didn't want to move.
Well.
Came on after the Dolphin game.
Right.
60 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, with the clock. Tick, 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 tick.
Woody, I don't give a shit. I don't care what you like.
OK. okay. I'm just telling you. Like,
wait, we were a lot of
jobs
stuff
out there, according good. To that thing.
Well,
that
good. You keep looking. Keep looking out there.
Joe, you would have loved the end of last week, the texters that were absolutely just tearing Woody apart for his card talk. Oh, my God.
He can't. Oh, my God. He cannot, okay. You can't get. He can't.
No,
get
but there's a lot
with...
of people that do like it, and there's some that even think we should have a card show.
No, you want to do a card show now, Woody? Is that what you said?
The problem was I did get serious about it last week. There's only one person I know that has that level of pull to make that happen, and you know that person happened to be very ill last week. He's back.
He's back.
Who's that, Lynn? Well, it can't be Lynn because he ain't coming back. Zach's not coming back. Zach's nope. Scared of this stuff.
Right.
Anyway, listen, we got a lot more stuff to get to here. We've got the 8 o'clock
that's
hour.
Next to you. That's
yeah,
for
nobody
sure.
Wants to get next to me. Right.
Everyone gave you a hug this morning when you came.
Yeah,
in,
I know, man. Okay. A lot of people here making me feel good. All right, we got.
I did tell everyone you had,
we got to go to break.
You dropped from it, so they were excited to see you.
I'm fine, thank you. All right, not the first, won't be the last one to get it. It's
nope.
All right. It's all right. A lot of people came in here today and told me they got it over the holiday, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Who told you that?
Everybody in kidding. Here. Oh, I thought you didn't know. Everybody that's in here. Apparently it went around. Hey, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up. Dave Hyde's going to join us in about 5 minutes from now. We'll talk to him. We'll take a quick break. Stay with us.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.